For over three decades, the YMCA has hosted Healthy Kids Day at locations across the country, celebrating and teaching healthy habits for kids and their families. And here to highlight what's new with this year's event, we're so pleased to have with us Heidi Brasher, Senior Director with the YMCA. And Brasher helps leverage innovation and strategy at the national level in support of the needs of the 2,600 plus local Ys across the country. First of all, Heidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Shannon. It's great to be here today.
Okay. A little later on, I'm going to tell you why I'm personally incredibly grateful to the Y. It's a personal reason, but let's start with healthy kids because that's what so many people are affected. Why does the Y focus on having a Healthy Kids Day each year?
Yeah, so we've been hosting Healthy Kids Day since 1992, and we really are focusing on the health and well-being of kids and families in our communities. Each year, we take a look at helping to create healthy habits, encouraging really active play with our kids, and hopefully, if we do it right, inspiring a lifetime of physical activity for youth and for families in communities across the country.
So what are some of the issues that Healthy Kids Day addresses?
We want kids to be healthy and happy and engaged. And we know that's really important to having thriving communities. And so Healthy Kids Day inspires kids and families to keep active, not only their bodies, but also their minds, right? We know that well-being involves mental well-being and physical well-being. And we want kids to stay healthy and active throughout the summer, but also way beyond that, into a lifetime of healthy activities.
What type of activities will be taking place?
Yeah, that's a great question. Each YMCA really is going to offer unique things in their community, but you can expect to do things like maybe a family Zumba class or a family yoga class. There'll be opportunities to participate in healthy cooking demonstrations. You could come try a multitude of different sports, right? You might be interested in soccer, but want to try your hand at baseball or something else. And this is a great opportunity at Healthy Kids Day to try a sampling of those things. Many Ys will hold a fun run or walk, but definitely you'll want to check out your local Y to see what they're doing.
I was wondering that. So it's individualized. What is going on that's new with Healthy Kids Day this year?
Yeah, we're super excited this year from a national perspective to have a sponsor of Healthy Kids Day, and that's Peanuts. Peanuts is a great sponsor with us because we have very similar goals. We really are looking at increasing summer camp access. We want more and more kids to be able to spend the summer with the YMCA in a healthy and safe environment, getting inspired and learning and growing. And Peanuts is helping us do that this year across the country.
Oh, that's great. I love the characters of Peanuts. So why is the mission of the YMCA so important? What can you give us that I think maybe would form a little bit of a mindset there?
Yeah, we really believe at the YMCA and the potential of each child, each family, each community that we're engaged with. And we know that helping all of us achieve our potential means we have to have the right support. Whether those are physical supports or mental well-being supports, we know the YMCA can be a great partner in that for our kids and our families and our communities. And we want kids who are, again, happy and healthy, engaged and inspired. And that's a little bit about what we get to do at Healthy Kids Day, but also year-round at the YMCA.
Okay, so the website to find out more about all that we've been talking about with Heidi is ymca.org/HKD, Healthy Kids Day, standing for Healthy Kids Day. So good luck with that. Good luck with your Healthy Kids Day events. And before you go, Heidi, I just have to say why I'm personally so grateful to the YMCA, because many, many decades ago, my sister, following graduation, met the love of her life, being a camp counselor. She was just right out of high school, being a camp counselor at a YMCA camp. And they've been together for I don't even know how many years, but that was back in the mid-80s. So there you go.
Oh, what an amazing story. We love to hear stories like that. We love it.
Yeah.
Sharing that story. That's fantastic.
Yes. Two kids and maybe grandkids someday on the way. And I remember their wedding was filled with all their YMCA friends. So that was fun as well. I think they would have had it at the YMCA camp if they allowed weddings at that camp.
Some of them do, definitely. Yeah. That's a great story, Shannon. And that's, you know, we're hoping to inspire that next generation of stories just like that.
Yeah.
And again, it's just a great opportunity for families to participate in the Y.
It really is its own family, and you got to salute what you're doing. So awesome. Thank you, Heidi Brasher, for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.